Rutherford Issues on News Radio WGNS.
And we are back here on Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. And they want to remind you they are helping to power the tree lighting on the square coming up on Friday. 5 until 8, caroling Santa, the sparkling tree, bringing joy to all. It is the big celebration downtown, December 6th. And this is definitely a weekend to make you feel the Christmas cheer. We're going to talk a little bit about that this morning with Nate Williams, Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Brian?
Doing good. Do you feel Christmassy yet? I just ate turkey. I mean, I don't understand.
I was just saying, we're hitting it hard. We're trying to get everybody. If you weren't already in the mood for Christmas, we're trying to get you there very quickly.
Yeah. So let's see. You've got the tree lighting on Friday. Yeah. You've got a parade on Sunday. And so we're going to hit you with a 1-2 punch this weekend.
Yeah, we're partnering once again with Main Street this year. We're going to be helping with that event just a little bit, showing a movie. So I don't remember exactly what movie we're showing, but it's going to be a fun time after all the festivities end. Just another great way to partner with, you know, Main Street and enjoy some downtown time in the Christmas season. It's going to be cold.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a little chilly. But so that is, I guess, a Christmas version of Celebration Under the Stars, huh?
Yeah, we'll call it that. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Hey, you're like the smartest weather guy I know. What's the temperature going to be like Friday night?
Friday night. Hold on a second. Let me. I was just thinking about pulling
that
up.
And then Sunday, because I want to know about Sunday as well.
Sunday is going to be about 54, sunny.
Okay.
Maybe a slight shower. And then Friday night, 26, a few clouds. But, you know, I think we could take that.
Well, I always appreciate your weather perspective, and I know you get tired of me calling you and texting you. I should just go to your social media and figure that stuff out, right?
Well, you know, I'm glad to be on call for you.
For your listeners, they know that, you know, whenever there's a weather event and we have something going on, I just go straight to you, and always appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're not talking about storms or, you know, heat index like the fireworks and stuff, but it is going to be nice. And, you know, 54 is not really that bad for the parade.
That's not bad. We've had years. We've had rain. We've had extreme cold. We've had days where we wear T-shirts. So
yeah,
just never know what we're going to get. Are we going to get some snow this afternoon?
I think we're going to get just a little bit to make it feel like Christmas. So, I mean, we're doing it all. I mean, a parade, tree lighting, and a little snow. I mean, what else can we do?
What else can we do? I think our park segment just turned into the weather segment.
Yeah, didn't it?
Feel like. Yeah, sorry about that.
Well, I mean, so many of the things that you all do revolve around the weather, outdoor sports, anything going on at SportsCom, you know, the ball fields. I mean, I got plenty of that during spring fling this last year when we had like a 6-hour rain delay at SportsCom one night.
Always something. I'll say this about our staff. You know, we work hard during those weather events to try to keep everything open and moving, and we rarely cancel stuff due to weather. You know, sometimes there's exceptions that have to be made, but our staff work hard to work around weather and make stuff happen. So really, really happy with the team that we have right now.
Yeah. You know, and I didn't know this until doing spring fling at Starplex, but there is an actual lightning detection deal, you know, that's there. And so, you know, if there's a strike of lightning anywhere close by, it'll kind of restart a timer. So that keeps everybody safe.
It does. Yeah, we have that for our ball fields now, and it's something that really keeps patrons and athletes protected, you know, from weather events. But we also have a meteorologist on call that we can call and get more detailed information. But it's just exact information that we're fortunate to be able to have in our park system.
Yeah. Do you have that over at the soccer complex too, I would think?
We do. It's all of our athletic complexes. And then also we can set different areas, zones that we want to monitor. So for the 4th of July, we were watching a storm about to hit, and we were able to put that as kind of a placeholder and monitor everything around the fountains.
So oh, yeah.
It's a good tool to have at our disposal.
That is absolutely true. So let's dive into the parade just a little bit on Sunday. Everyone always seems to want to enter the parade the day before. So how is that working? I'm sure that we're close to being past the deadline, or it has passed?
Yeah. You know, we're I think we're right up on it. We're trying to get everything organized on our end. And you all at WGNS know more than most probably the details that goes into coordinating and making all that happen. So we're working hard this year. It is the same day. Smyrna decided to have their Christmas parade the same day. So it's actually maybe a good thing because we've had upwards of 170 entries before. So maybe it'll shrink it just a little bit, but that might be okay to make it, you know, less than 2.5 hours long. So we're excited about what's going to be out there this year. And, you know, I even think the big guy's going to pay a visit at the end of the parade.
You know, I was having a discussion and Bart was here and we were talking about the parades being on the same day. And I said, I guess Murfreesboro Parks and Rec moved the date up. And he said, well, no, it's always the second Sunday. They've kept that same date. And I realized that the first Sunday of December was last week or yesterday.
Yesterday. Yeah. Yeah. So we've kept ours. And like I said, it's not a bad thing. Smyrna will do theirs. Murfreesboro will do theirs. And they're going to have a great parade. And I think we will as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So I hope folks will come out.
This year's theme is a vintage Christmas.
Vintage.
So, yeah.
You know, you and I are vintage now. My son told me this, not just, he didn't say that about you, but he told me that I was vintage. So you have to be close.
I've got to be pretty close. My freshman reminds me all the time how vintage I am.
Yeah. Boy, kids. Got to love them.
You have to. So no, it's we've got so many Christmas things going on, Brian. We're excited. It's a fun month for us. People always ask, you know, Parks and Recreation, what do you guys do in the downtime? And we don't have one. You know, we're glad to offer stuff year-round. We're going to be going into kind of a new spin on our polar bear plunge that we've done for years. It's going to be something a little bit new, and I'll be getting you details about that very soon.
Oh, cool. Will that be when? In December, or is it January?
We're going to do some stuff leading up. It's going to be in January.
Okay.
It's going to be kind of a ramp up to it, maybe a week-long activities, more of a health-focused type event. So we'll get you out that information as soon as we're ready to put it out.
Oh, cool. Well, that'll be nice. Let me ask you one more thing about the parades. Same route that we've had before down Main Street around the square?
Main Street all the way down to South Walnut around the square. So, it'll start right at Middle Tennessee Boulevard and go from there.
Okay. Just and folks can line the streets anywhere. And it's usually pretty big around the intersection with Middle Tennessee Boulevard, but that's kind of like the beginning of the parade. Central Magnet School is a big place, and obviously around the square, but that's kind of the route. So
it is. And we encourage you, if you're coming out, enjoy the parade. You know, there'll be candy handed out. Just watch your kids. Make sure they don't jump out in front of some of the floats and that type of stuff. That's something we encourage. And then also, you know, a lot of the people who live along Main Street are gracious enough to let people sit in their front yards. And we just ask everybody to do their best picking up trash and, you know, leaving it nice when they leave.
All right. And I guess it's, what, about 2 o'clock? Is that when things get kind of going?
We will be rolling at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
So, and we've said it before, our grand marshals this year are Rick and Matt Insel and the Lady Raiders basketball team. So we're excited to have them and looking forward to another great Christmas parade.
Yeah, should be fun this weekend. Nate Williams with Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation joining us. So we've talked about the tree lighting. What was the lights at Cannonsburg. That's continuing, right?
That kicks up this Friday starting at 5 p.m. So it'll go 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday all the way through Christmas. And this is a very affordable event. It's very free. So we encourage people, if you're going out to dinner, you know, want something to do, just go drive through Cannonsburg. It just takes a few minutes, and I think people enjoy it and, again, get you in the Christmas spirit.
I remember what kind of brought that about in the very first one, and because that was that was during 2020 and COVID, and I had just gotten over my first and toughest bout with that. And we went and drove through, and it was kind of a fun thing to do. So I'm glad you've continued that. It's been fun.
Yeah, it's something our staff likes to put on just for people. Again, it's just a quick little drive through, go through the village and experience it in maybe a unique way you've never experienced Cannonsburg before.
Yeah, for sure. And we are getting close to, you know, actually giving gifts at Christmas and things like that, and maybe buy season passes to Patterson Park, Sportscom. You can do that too, right?
Yeah, we've got Christmas deals galore. So our buy one, get one is coming up very soon. So people will be able to buy month passes, get a month free, year passes, get a year free. You can buy a year for yourself and give one away if you want to as a Christmas present. And I'm always, some of the other shopping opportunities we have great resell items at the Wilderness Station, some art and stuff like that in Cannonsburg Village as well. So think about us when it comes to some of your gift giving.
Absolutely. Well, Nate, I guess we'll see you at the parade.
Sounds good. What kind of vintage sweater are you going to be wearing so I know how to find you?
Oh, you'll know me.
Okay.
you'll see my dome gleaming, in the sunlight.
Perfect. Sounds good. Thanks, Brian.
All right, Appreciate you. Absolutely. Nate Williams joining us with Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation right here on News Radio WGNS.